It's time for another episode of Marketing Pains, the podcast about marketing for window treatment and awning companies. Learn what your colleagues are doing to keep their businesses thriving and growing, and what tools you can use to expand your own business. Enjoy the view as window treatment marketing pros owner Will Hanke talks with industry experts, digging into their marketing successes, learning how they're attracting more customers, and getting you thinking about ways to marketing your own company.
All right, hey, welcome to the first episode of Marketing Pains, the show where I explain marketing tactics, interview company owners and providers to learn what strategies they're using. We talk about marketing trends and tools that will help your window treatment or awning business get more leads and grow your revenue. This is episode number one, the introduction. Hey, everybody. My name's Will Hanke. I own a digital marketing agency based in St. Louis, Missouri. This is my 23rd year in the industry. Yes, I was building websites back in the days of web directories before Google search engines, as we kind of know them now, even existed. My business is called Window Treatment Marketing Pros, and I'm going to explain a little bit more about that in just a minute. But before I do, in today's show, here's what we're going to talk about. First of all, who am I? What in the world is Marketing Pains or the Marketing Pains podcast? What is the formats for the upcoming episodes? How often will I be publishing new episodes? How you can be part of the podcast as either an interviewee or a sponsor. We're going to talk about feature resources and also some upcoming learning opportunities, which are always fantastic, right? So let's get started. First of all, who am I? Well, my name is Will Hanke. My official title is Chief Marketing Strategist, and I am the owner of two companies. One's called Red Canoe Media, and the other is Window Treatment Marketing Pros. I built my first website in 1997 for my church. I was working full-time at the time for a government agency that provided logistics software for the Army. It sounds totally exciting. We could tell you where any tank, rotor blade, tire, or bolt was on the planet. I helped them, obviously, with their internet presence, that kind of stuff. Prior to that, I was in the Air Force working as a radar technician. I spent time in Colombia during the time of Pablo Escobar, helped run some drug interdiction, and plenty of other things that I'm not going to go into today. In 2004 is really when my life changed dramatically. I was featured in newspapers all around the world for a website that I had built. And when my 15 minutes of fame was kind of over, I realized I hadn't made a dime from it. Now, I didn't go into it to try to do that, but it kind of really set me off on the career as a marketer. And from there, I started learning how not just to build websites. I was building websites at the time and handing them off to business owners and saying, you know, here you go, good luck. But you know, that started really getting me on the process of learning, taking a website and actually making it start to generate revenue, get it to the top of Google, Yahoo, and Bing, which wasn't called Bing at the time, but getting it to the top of those different search engines so that more traffic came to the site and the business owner made money from it. It wasn't just a brochure type of item. It was something that was revenue driving. For over 20 years now, I've helped thousands of businesses around the world with their online footprint, including divorce lawyers, mattress stores, woodworkers, you name it. I've been there and done that. In 2018, I realized there was a big need for education and help in the window treatment and awning industries, and my company, Window Treatment Marketing Pros, was born. This business specifically focuses on educating and servicing those two industries, helping owners around the country get their websites more traffic, more leads, and ultimately more revenue. We hold monthly online training sessions. I blog a lot on our website about trends and opportunities. We have clients around the country that are ranking high in Google searches for industry-related terms. Their phones are ringing, and everybody's business is growing. Personally, I'm the father of four, husband of one for almost 30 years, and peepaw of two. I'm lucky enough to get to work with my daughter, Amber, every single day. She works on our team. I'm a huge fan of our St. Louis Cardinal baseball team and our St. Louis Blues, who, by the way, just won the Stanley Cup. Okay, enough about me. Let's talk about the podcast and why it exists. So what is the Marketing Pains podcast? Well, the idea behind the podcast is pretty simple. I want to provide an easy to understand and easy to listen to publication where window treatment and awning business owners can get information that will help their businesses grow. It's really that simple. I want to provide value to an industry that I know, I understand, and could use this knowledge to make more money. Now, what is the format of the upcoming episodes? I'm going to be doing one of two things: talk by myself or interview someone. So break those down. Talk by myself. Well, on these episodes like this one, I'll have a format that typically centers around a specific topic, like getting more reviews or social media. Most of the topics will be marketing based, although I may bring in some general running your business topics since I've been doing it for such a long time. When it comes to interviewing someone, this will take two different forms as well. I'll either interview another business owner about their business, their marketing successes and failures, or I'll interview service providers to the window treatment or awning industries. Their questions will still be marketing based, but obviously we'll get into a bit more about their product. What does it do? How does it solve a problem, etc.? How often will I publish new episodes? This one's a little tricky. For now, as of February 2020, when we are launching this, I'm planning on releasing one a month. I'd really like to do two a month or one every other week, but until the word gets out and I'm able to get more guests lined up, we're going to stick to the one per month plan. Now, how can you be a part of the podcast, either as an interviewee or as a sponsor? So this is where you can help. After listening to a few episodes, if you think you know a business owner, service provider, or you yourself would like to be a guest on the show, let them know or let yourself know. I think it would be fantastic to interview a very wide variety of owners, business owners, from those that are starting out to those that have been doing it for quite a long time. Everybody has nuggets. Everybody has advice. Everybody has situations where others can learn from. Secondly, if you're a vendor or a service provider that wants to sponsor an upcoming episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you as well. There are a lot of amazing people and companies out there that service our industry, and I'd be happy to be the catalyst that links both of those together. As far as featured resource, on my Talk By Myself episodes, I'll have a featured resource that usually goes along with the topic. It's very possible that I will have more than one, two or three in most cases, because there's so many great tools out there in the digital marketing world that you can use, get really good knowledge from if you just have a little explanation of how they work. And a lot of these are free, which is even better. As far as upcoming learning opportunities, the last part of the podcast is really where I'll be telling you about upcoming learning opportunities that I'm offering. So since this is February 2020, this month, our free training is called Take Control of Your Online Reputation. It's no secret that your online reputation, namely reviews, can make or break your business. This is particularly true for window treatment and awning companies. When you are working around people's homes, you need to be seen as trustworthy. On this particular webinar, we will share some of the best strategies and tactics for enhancing your online reputation so that you convert more leads and drive more sales. I mean, that sounds fantastic. This training is on February 20 at 11 a.m. Central. I will be linking this, of course, in the show notes below, but anytime that you want to attend one of our trainings, the link is always the same. It's wtmarketingpros.com/next-training. So no matter what month it is, that will always dump you to our latest training opportunity. So Listen, that's it for today's podcast. Short and sweet, nice and easy. I do want to encourage you to visit WTMarketingPros.com/podcasts to subscribe, get notified about our future episodes. Of course, if the information you learn here helps your business, I'd very much appreciate a review, as that is what helps me get the word out to more people about the podcast. All the notes, links, videos, anything else that we talk about on every episode will always be available in our show notes, which you can get at WTMarketingPros.com/podcasts. Again, this is episode number one. Thank you again for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of Marketing Pains. Take care.
You've been listening to the Marketing Pains Podcast, where window treatment and awning business owners and industry experts share marketing information that helps you reach more customers. Please leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform, and get all of our show notes at WTMarketingPros.com/podcast.